Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Ha'atzamais v'hagiden v'hanoisa. Really, we're just referring to noisa over here. Noisa means parts of the carbon that ought to have been eaten, the deadline came and we didn't eat it. So what do we mean, ha'atzamais v'hagiden v'hanoisa? These are three different examples of why I'm left with the food after the deadline. One is huatzamis. Huatzamis are bones. Now, the bones aren't edible. But inside the bone, there's something called a marach. That's what it's called in Yiddish, or a marrow. And that really could be eaten. The only problem is I can't get to it, because you're not allowed to break the bone of a carbon pesach. Anything that could be eaten and is not eaten becomes nicer. So it has to be burnt. It's not my fault that it becomes nicer. There's no way around this. But the reality is that it has to be burnt. The bones have to be burnt because of the edible part that's inside the bone. Furthermore, the hagidin. What are gidin? So gidin really means anything stringy, like the tendons, muscles, nerves. Now, which gidin are we talking about? There's certain gidin that can't be eaten. It's too hard, so that doesn't become nicer. Nicer is only something that you could eat. Elamai, there's certain gidin that could be eaten, so eat it. What's the problem? Problem is there's something called the gid hanasha, which we know about, right? That's Osir min HaTorah. So the part that's Osir min HaTorah, again, doesn't become nicer because it was never food. Problem is that we're machmer in regard to the gid hanasha. There's certain fat on the gid hanasha, which min HaTorah you're allowed to eat, but we don't eat it. There's an outer gid, a gid hachitzain, which min HaTorah you're allowed to eat, but we don't eat it. Because min HaTorah you're allowed to eat it, so it technically becomes nicer if you didn't eat it by the deadline. Like with the atzamais, it's not my fault that's becoming nicer. There's no etzah here. I can't eat it because midrabana we don't eat it. But on the other hand, it has to be burnt. And then you have just plain nicer. Van nicer. This means there's no excuse. He could have eaten it, he just didn't eat the meat. In any event, so what do I do with it? It comes the morning of the first day of Pesach. What do I do with this? It's nice. You're mechuyev to burn it. Can I burn it in the morning of the 15th? And the answer is no. Yisarfu b'shisha asar. It can only be burnt on the 16th, the 16th of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. And if Chol shisha asar liyos b'Shabbos, and if it just so happens that year that the first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, yisarfu b'shiva asar. You have to wait for the 17th. The 17th of Nisan, the second day of Chol HaMoed. But wait a second, isn't the burning of Noiser an assay? So it's true, you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. But the mitzvah of burning Noiser is an assay. So you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov? That's a Lois assay. Isn't there a rule assay, Deichel Lois assay? No. Zakta Batanura. Not in this case. Because Yom Tov is both an assay and a Lois assay. While it may be true that an assay overrides a Lois assay, but an assay will never override both a lois assay and an assay. So burning kachim on Shabbos or Yom Tov simply cannot be done. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, it has to be burned either on the 16th, sometimes even on the 17th, if the 16th is Shabbos, l'fisha einan daichin le'asa Shabbos or le'asa Yom Tov. Because the mitzvah of burning nicer does not override, it doesn't push away, not Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that the bones and the gidin and noiser. Bones have to be burnt because of the edible part inside of the bone that we can't get to due to the issur of not breaking bones. Gidin are things that are asim in the rabbanon. In the minotaur you could eat it, it comes nicer, but nicer we can't eat it because it's asim in the rabbanon. And nicer is just plain negligence, or for whatever reason you didn't eat the meat. And either way, you have to burn that on the 16th because you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. If the 16th is Shabbos, you have to wait for the 17th. We do not say asay daich alois asay, because Yom Tov is both an asay and alois asay, and therefore an asay cannot be daicha an asay and alois asay.